for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Time for us to go down into the victorious Geelong rooms, waiting for us alongside the great Irishman himself, Zach Toohey. He's our very own Jason Doherty for Geelong Marine World.
Yes, Zach's joined down here in the rooms, and it was a pretty close game all night, Zach, but great to get the win.
Yeah, that was one of the better wins I've been involved in. It's highly contested all night. I think we won a lot of the kind of key areas, but they were just so clinical, and maybe we weren't as clinical as we'd like to be, but that one felt good.
There was a lot of forward entries in the third quarter especially, which Geelong couldn't just get the return that they needed. So it looked like it tightened up a little bit in the last quarter.
Yeah, it felt a bit like we were doing a hell of a lot of good work and we just weren't quite finishing it. Mind you, a few big guns stood up when they had to lay it. But look, you get those nights. I think we played really well. I think it was maybe our best performance for the year. I know round one was a big scoreline, but given the calibre of the opposition tonight, and yeah, it was a really good performance.
Zach, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Castagnilia and Mark Neild up in the K-Rock box. When were you aware that Tom Stewart wouldn't be part of your defensive unit tonight?
Yeah, probably not long before you guys. So obviously he's a huge loss. I've said, every chance I get, I think he's the best defender in the league. I think he has been for a couple of years. But some of the guys we have down there, I just think you can never quite replace somebody as good as Stewie. But, geez, they gave a good account of themselves.
Absolutely. Talk to us about your role tonight. It looked like you're sort of between you and Buse and Henry. You're sort of a bit of a rotation going on in terms of trying to keep their small forwards in McCarthy and Cameron quiet.
Yeah, super dangerous forward line Brisbane have. And obviously with Shuey going down, we knew it was going to be tough. But, we're a very competent back line. We have been for a few years. And those guys you mentioned in particular fly under the radar for most, external to the club. Busey, Tom Atkins is one of the better teammates I've had in my career. So we're lucky to have the guys we do. But huge challenge trying to stop guys like Danaher and Cameron. And I think we did a good job tonight.
What about the performance from the fourth game of Sam DeConing? Can you give us a few words about his development, which you would have watched closely?
Mate, he's unbelievable. A freakish athlete. He works really, really hard on his game. And he kind of deserves the recognition he's getting. You're starting to see a glimpse of what he's capable of. But he's just a young body developing. He's got a few kgs to put on. But he's going to be one of the better defenders in the league in the coming years. We're really, really excited about him.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road, Moorlap, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy, speaking with Zach Toohey.
Zach, well done tonight. Jace mentioned to you before, particularly in that third quarter, there seemed to be a dominance of inside 50s, and it was a really interesting game to watch. It was really contested. Did it feel that way out there, that you really had the runner play, and it was just a matter of becoming more efficient when you went inside 50?
Yeah, it was. Look, it felt like a super contested game all over the ground. Probably a few passages where the ball got out and moved up and down the ground pretty quick, but so often it just felt like it was a contest that would bobble out and it was another contest. And really, it was who was better at those second and third phase efforts. And I thought our midfielders were exceptional in that space. So sometimes when the game is that contested, it can be a bit scruffy going inside forward. And we didn't always give our forwards the best chance to make the most of those entries. But yeah, super contested game. And I thought the forwards did just about as good as they possibly could, given the circumstances.
Yeah. Now, with the ball movement, when it was out of the contest and, someone's taken a mark or they get a free kick, it still seems as though you guys are really looking to go a bit quicker with the footy than what you were last year. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's just more of a focus on kind of honouring the leads and guys running from behind. If they're out, at this level, you don't need a whole lot of space from the receiver's point of view to make something happen. And I think the game has moved that way a bit. Defences are just too good at getting set if you give them time. So it's a balancing act. We're nowhere near our best yet. We haven't quite perfected the way we're trying to play, and I don't think we will for a few weeks, but we're getting a hell of a lot closer.
Zach, are you going to be watching any of the Masters across this weekend? Or
you bloody betcha. I'll be up till about 4 a.m.
Shane Lowry, any chance? Or
he's always a chance. I must admit, I'm warming to Cameron Smith. I feel like a bit of a turncoat, but right. He's a cracker.
So you'll be down, sort of practicing you down at Barham Valley tomorrow after you've watched the tonight?
Yeah. Usually when I stiffen up, it actually fixes my slice. So just immediately after a game is a good time for me to play golf.
Yeah, you'll have to fix the slice. The other thing we must ask is that we ask this a lot of the players, but have you jumped on board drinking that bogan dust that that Jeremy Cameron has got everybody drinking down there, the Macone.
No. I've far too much respect for myself, so we'll leave that. we'll leave that to the, you know, the swine.
So are you a real sort of barista man, eh? It's got to be sort of percolated sort of over 14 minutes and thrown in from Kenya and
no,
all that sort of stuff.
It needs to take more than 6 seconds to make. That's kind of my only criteria.
Right, okay then. Oh, that's a very, very good criteria. Are you enjoying your foosball? Because you're in the twilight. How old are you? About 70 now. You've been going around for years.
Yeah, 70. Yeah, I've bluffed my way into a fairly long career. I am. I'm loving it. And the last few years, I've been moved around positionally. I've been a career backman, obviously played there tonight. But for the last couple of years, I've been on the wing and a little bit forward, which has kind of rejuvenated me a little bit. But I love it. I just love playing for this club.
You mentioned there Tommy Atkins, good St. Joey's boy. What do you like about playing with Tommy?
Oh, he's as tough as an old boot. He gives bloody everything, and he's super vocal. He's one of those guys that if you play with him, you would just you love going into battle with him, and you just know he doesn't quite get the credit externally that he deserves. I think Jed Buse is the same. I think they're two of the better small defenders you're gonna see. And I think when the chips are really down like they were tonight, he's kind of one of the first guys you'd pick to go into that type of game. He's just did it the hard way getting into the AFL, and those guys tend to fight really hard to hold their spot.
Zach, you're playing obviously in the last year of a contract. I'm guessing at your age that doesn't really worry, and you just let things play out the way they play out.
Yeah, we're just haggling over whether the next one will be 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. I'd go five, a mega deal, yeah, Zach, yeah. If you can. Yeah,
Dusty Moore just signed for six.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's slightly younger than me. Look, I'd take 10 grand a year over the next 3 years.
The next 10 days, do you get a little bit of time away from the club coming up just because you've got that extended break into the Easter Monday game? Do they give you a bit of a mental and physical freshen up?
Yeah, we've the next couple of days off, so it's a bit of family time for me personally. But look, everyone's feeling really good. It's early in the year, which in theory should mean you're fresh, but it can take a few weeks to just come to grips with the pace of, you know, league football. So there's a lot of sore bodies, but mentally everyone here is in a pretty good space.
Will you be part of that rotation policy that Chris has spoken about at the media? Sean Higgins, you know, round two, the skipper tonight. Will you be slated for a rest at some stage?
Yeah, I suspect they might try. I'll fight them on it, but I think the big fella's going to have the final word. So I don't want it. I don't want it anytime soon, but come back to me in 10 weeks and I might have a different story.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, we really love talking to you, Zach. You're so open and honest when we do have a chat to you on K-Rock Footy. Great to see another victory here. Great to be back at home and look forward to seeing it open training on Monday. Hopefully a big crowd turns out for the start of the school holidays.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good
Zach
on you,
Tui,
Zach.
Joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Now, Geelong Marine World, they are powered by Suzuki Marine, Benny. Now, you can find them on the Port Arlington Road at Moolap. So if you're just heading out towards the peninsula.
For Geelong Marine World.
Powered by Suzuki Marine.
The post-game interview.